Before morning, the rain ceased, and a wind stirred in the trees. Dawn came more brightly than for many days, and light airs from the south opened the sky, pale and clear about the rising of the sun. Mim sat on without moving, and he seemed as if dead. For now, the heavy lids of his eyes were closed, and the morning light showed him withered and shrunken with age. Turin stood and looked down on him. "There is light enough now," he said. Then Mim opened his eyes and pointed to his bonds, and when he was released, he spoke fiercely. "Learn this, fools," he said. "Do not put bonds on a dwarf. He will not forgive it. I do not wish to die, but for what you have done, my heart is hot. I repent my promise." "But I do not," said Turin. "You will lead me to your home. Till then, we will not speak of death. That is my will." He looked steadfastly in the eyes of the dwarf, and Mim could not endure it. Few, indeed, could challenge the eyes of Turin in set will or in wrath. Soon he turned away his head and rose. "Follow me, lord," he said. "Good," said Turin. "But now I will add this. I understand your pride. You may die, but you shall not be set in bonds again." "I will not," said Mim. "But come now." And with that, he led them back to the place where he had been captured, and he pointed westward. "There is my home," he said. "You have often seen it, I guess, for it is tall. Sharb Hund, we called it, before the elves changed all the names." Then they saw that he was pointing to Aman Rud, the bald hill, whose bare head watched over many leagues of the wild. "We have seen it, but never nearer," said Androg. "For what safe lair can be there, or water, or any other thing that we need? I guessed that there was some trick. Do men hide on a hilltop?" "Long sight may be safer than lurking," said Turin. "Aman Rud gazes far and wide. Well, Mim, I will come and see what you have to show. How long will it take us, stumbling men, to come thither?"
"All this day until dusk, if we start now," answered Mim.